thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
When you saw the first pictures of what was going on down there and you began getting the first reports, what were your initial thoughts and concerns?
My initial thoughts and concerns were life safety. To the people who were there at the scene, the employees, we could actually see pictures of someone putting water on this fire. At that point, I wasn't sure if it was a firefighter or a civilian. Turned out it was a civilian. I was very concerned about the possibility of injury with the cylinders going up and exploding.
Do you feel like we were really lucky in many ways that we had so few injuries given the magnitude of the explosions?
Oh, I think anyone who saw this on TV would realize that we were fortunate that out of all of this, we only had three injuries, and those were to employees who were in the immediate area of where the fire began.
My sense is that this is going to precipitate a conversation about how appropriate it actually is for these businesses to be in the middle of a major downtown area near the interstates where hundreds, thousands of people drive every day. Is it appropriate for them to be there?
Whether it is or not, I think, is a question that's going to take more than one day to answer. It certainly gives us cause to look at what we do, but there's a lot of different issues that we have to research and make sure that we don't jump to a conclusion based on one incident. It was a big incident, and it certainly has to precipitate the discussions, but we're not ready to make a call, and certainly code changes go through very many processes, and that's something that we'll have to look at as a city.
How much discussion do you have about these many businesses with industrial materials on them that are in and around downtown? And as I think you pointed out in an earlier conversation, there is a street called Industrial Boulevard for a reason. That's where industrial businesses are located.
Exactly. We certainly, throughout the nation, fire prevention is very concerned with making sure that we minimize the risk to our citizens. If you look at history and if you look at the data, we do not have a lot of industrial fires. Most of the fire fatalities occur in residences, but then you have your theaters, you have your public assembly places. These are the places where we have historically seen very high life loss of fires.
But is it fair to say that the potential here with the explosions yesterday was very high?
It was, and it's these kind of incidents that lead to the conversations that not just the people in Dallas will be having, but, you know, across the nation. We have to see if we want to change our regulations. That's only being responsible.
Assistant Fire Chief Deborah Carlin is the Dallas Fire Marshal, and she'll oversee the investigation of the explosion in downtown Dallas.